All right, if you want to succeed against the odds, you got to have faith. And this year, the University of Loyola Chicago's men's basketball is succeeding against the odds. Here's a clip from the TNT Network's coverage of their upset win Saturday against the number 3 seed Tennessee.
Here comes the player of the year, the NPC rises.
Some say the team's success has something to do with their chaplain. Her name is Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt. She is 98 years old. When our co-host Noelle King talked with Sister Jean, they discussed not only her team's rise to fame, but her own.
You are 98 years old, and all of a sudden you are in the media spotlight. What is that like?
Well, it seemed to me it all kind of mushroomed at once. And I don't know how it really happened, but everybody loves it, and so do I.
How did you end up as the chaplain of the Loyola Chicago men's basketball team? Did you have experience playing or coaching?
I was just asked to do that. I coached girls basketball when I taught in the elementary school in Southern California, so they knew I had that experience. Also, I used to go to the games at Loyola because I really love basketball.
And I want to talk about some of the work you do outside, because I understand that you kind of scout the opposition. Do you use that information to help your Ramblers? Do you do any coaching on the side?
Yes, I do. I scout the teams, and the coach knows that I do that. So I look at their record to see how they're doing and who stays in how many minutes, how good they are free throws. So I use that in part of my prayer.
Wait, how do you use your scouting in your prayer? Do you say, hey, you know, help us get around number 22? He's a real fast one. Like, how does it work?
I always start with, good and gracious God, we need your help. And sometimes we need it more than ever. And that's what's happening to us in the NCAA. We call upon you, oh God, to be there with us. We'll do our part. We'll run up and down the court to get our baskets. We'll keep away from fouls, and we'll try to make our shots. I also will pray that the referees make their calls fairly for each side.
Tomorrow, your Loyola Ramblers play the Nevada Wolf Pack. I'm guessing that you've probably gone online and scouted the Wolf Pack. What kind of guidance are you giving your players? How do you see this game playing out?
I haven't had time yet to do my scouting things for Nevada, but I will check their website today, look at their team to see how well they've done, how their players have spent, how much time they've spent on the court, how many times they've fouled, how many times they've rebounded. And I put that all together and tell our young men who they should avoid.
Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
And good luck.
Thank you so much.